Lawmakers are urging voters to repeal the tax in August. They say it's outdated and kills jobs. But cities, towns, and counties depend on the tax to provide basic services to residents. The new bipartisan legislation would require the state to compensate communities for the loss. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says businesses would get a much-needed tax break and local governments would get a more steady and reliable source of revenue.
I think what we've landed today is a true win-win. You don't get too many of those in this town.
Kelly says the state would use an expected windfall from expiring tax credits to help pay for the repeal. The state Senate could vote on the bills this week. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.